Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Animals often go to great lengths to attract the opposite sex, but one of our very finest feathered friends offers a unique perspective on the mating game, as Bird Note's Mary McCann reports.
It's early morning on the island of New Guinea. The lowland forest erupts with the crowing calls of male Ragiana birds of paradise. Groups of male Ragiana birds of paradise perform elaborate displays to attract females. The size of small crows, the males have a yellow head, bright green throat, and a lush mass of fine russet orange plumes that hang well beyond their tails. In a sequence known as the flower display, the males hang upside down with their wings flexed downward while flaunting those russet plumes upward. Birds of Paradise, an aptly exotic name for this most varied and extravagantly decorated group of birds. All 43 species are found on New Guinea or nearby. Picture one named the ribbon-tailed Astropia as it flies along the forest edge. With an emerald green head and velvety black body, the Astropia trails two slender white tail plumes a full 3 feet behind its body. They undulate like fine ribbons in the breeze.
That's Mary McCann of Bird Note. To see some photos of birds of paradise, flap over to our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, the redfish rocks off the southern coast of Oregon teem with fish, but soon they'll be off limits to fishermen.
It's really difficult, the thought of Marine Reserve, to have your fishing grounds taken away. You know, and my first instinct was just to run and hide from it.
Reservations over establishing a new Marine Reserve, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Eileen Belinsky, Jessica Lees-Kern, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, and Ike Sriskandaraja, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Rafaela Benin and Jack Rodolico. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find this anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the Living on Earth Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. And you can follow us on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's one word. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to Just Eat Organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.